Today's shiur is a Masechta Megillah on Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yedalad Amid Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line with the words Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Yoa Yehirusa Lenashi. The regular translation of the word Yerusa is haughtiness, gaiva. However, Rashi here says that it means chashivas. What the Gemara is saying, Rav Nachman is saying, it's not becoming prominence for women, because, as the Gemara continues, Tarti Nashi, as the Bach puts in, Neviasa Yehirin Havyan, there were two prominent Neviim, women, and the Sanyan Shmaya, their names were disgusting names. Chada Shma Ziburta, one of their names was Bi, the honey bee, which was the Vora Hanaviya. The Chada Shma Karkushta, and the other one, as Rashi says, Karkushta, is Chulda, was Chulda Nevi, which means a weasel. So the Pshat says the Marsha is, although they had these disgusting names, and you would have thought that this would have brought, this would bring them to anivus, to humility, but in fact, as the Gemara is going to tell us, they showed gaiva. Why? Ziburta, ksiv bavatishlach batikra lervorak, by Dvorah, it says that she sent a messenger to Barak. The Ilu Ihi Loyazu Lagabe, she didn't go to him. He was a prominent person. She should have gone to him, and she said, no, let him come to me. So she demonstrated Gaiva. Karkushta by Chulda Neviya, Ksiv Ba, Imru Le'ish, say to the man, V'loy Amra, she did not say Imru Le'melech, she was speaking to the Melech Yoshiyah, and instead of saying, giving him the title Melech, she said, Ish. So we find that these two prominent Nevi'is, they showed gaiva, and that's why Rav Nachman said it's not becoming for women to have prominence. Amar Rav Nachman continued to say, Chulda mibnei Nevi'ah, as the Bach puts in, mibnei bonav shal Yeshua ha'isa. She was from the descendants of Yeshua. How do we know this? Siv hacha, it says over here concerning Chulda that ben Charchas. That it was Ben Charchas. Now, actually, as Rashi points out, we'll quote the pasuk that she was Eshesh Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas. It gives you the whole ancestry of her husband Shalom, and Rashi already sees this as a question, and he says, quote, Va'afagav dekro al bailo kamasid. The pasuk is speaking about her husband. But miu b'maseh siv. It's speaking about her actions, and it brings this in. The Marsha explains it a little in more depth. The Marsha says that as the pasuk concludes, Shalom, her husband, was Shomer Habgadim. He had a prominent position in the government. He was the garter of the clothing. So he was a well-known person. So if he was such a well-known person, what do we need the yichus of the marshal? We're going to see this marshal later in our sugya also. That whenever someone is prominent on his own right, we don't necessarily list his yichus. So why over here was her husband's yichus mentioned? From this, the Gemara understands that it must have a connection with Chulda, and therefore we use it to make like a gzeirah shava. Here, concerning Chulda, it uses Charchas. Uksiv Hasim, and over there by Yeshua, it says that he found himself betimnas charas. So Mimela, we take the word Charchas and the word charas, and we say that it must be that she came from Yeshua. Esve Ravina Saba. The elder Ravina asked the question, Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman on this pshat. Shmoin Neviim, there were eight Neviim. Behem Kohanim, they were all Kohanim. Yotzim Rachav Azoina. They came out of Rachav Azoina. Rachav Azoina was the one by the story of the Meraglim who went at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, and she helped the Meraglim escape from the enemies. So she gave birth, this descendants from her were eight Neviim who were Kohanim. The Eluhain, and these are their names, Neiria, Baruch, Usroya, Machseya, Yirmia, Chilkia, Hanamel, Vishalom. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Chulda Nevi, Mibnei B'nei Shal Rachav HaZoyna Ha'isa. The Chulda Nevi was also from the descendants of Rachav HaZoyna. How do I know that? Because Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva, as we mentioned the pasuk before, she was, Chulda was Eisha Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas. So again, as the Marsha explained, why do we mention this Yichus of her husband? It wasn't necessary since he was the Shomer HaBegadim. So it must be that it's related to his wife. So here it says Ben Tikva, Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there by Rachav HaZoyna that she lowered down the Meraglim as Tikva, Schut, Hashani, that she put it up as a simon to the meraglim, the cord of the scarlet thread. So just like over there it says the word tikva, and here it says tikva, it means that that she came, Chulda Nevi'a, from Rachav HaZoyna. So this is the stira. Here you tell me she came from the Gadol HaDor, the Tzadik HaDor Yeshua. Here you tell me she comes from Rachav HaZoyna. Amar Lei, so he, Reb Nachman responded, Eina Saba. So first he called him the elder Eina. V'amri lo, and some say, what did he say to him? Pasya Uchma, you black Kaili. Which Al-Khair is a derogatory statement. However, the Marsha says he wasn't being mevazeh him, but just like we had in the Masechta Tainis, that the daughter of the Kesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, that you are a great Baal Chacham, you're a Chacham, and your Chacham is Bekli Mechur, you're so ugly. The uglier you are, the greater is your Chachma. So in connection with Chachma, this was like a compliment to Eina Saba, that you're a black Kaili, but you, which means a lashon of having great wisdom. He said, he answered him, Mini uminach destaim shmatza. You know what the answer to your question is? The answers were both right. Chulda Nevi'a came from Yeshua, and she also came from Rachav HaZoyna. Why? Because the pshat is, the gaira that Rachav became a gioris, v'nasba Yeshua, and who married her? Yeshua, and from that marriage came out these eight Nevi'im and Kehanim, and also Chulda HaNevi'a. The bottom Toysus asks Akasha, how could Yeshua have married Rachav HaZoyna? She was from the Shiva Amin, and Loisachai called Neshama, you're supposed to kill them, and there's no chasnas, and the Gemara tells the Yavamis of Philip Begerusin Lesu Chasna, even if it became Giyarim, you cannot marry them. Answers Toysus, Sarklaimish Lahoysa Mishivas Amin, she really wasn't from the seven nations. Elamishar Amin, Ubos Logashim, she just lived over there, but she really was not from the seven Amin. Then he brings a Yesh Meforshim who want to say that the Isser of Loisis Chatein only started after Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. However, Tosfos says this is not true, because it says in the Medrash that the Nesinim came to be Megar in the days of Moshe, just like they came in the days of Yeshua, and Afal Pikein Loi Hutra Lovi Bekol Elohayu Choyt Ve'etz V'shay V'marim. They chopped wood and they drew water. They weren't allowed to marry with Klal Yisrael. And this happened before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Alma concludes Tosfos, the second last line, the Kaidim Sha'avra Sayyadim V'nichnasu La'aretz, who's Aru Aleihem, that the Isser of marrying the Nesinim applied even before they entered Eretz Yisrael. So we must say that Rachav HaZoyna was not from the Shiva Amamin. It's very interesting to note, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuft HaZayin Amid Beis, says, Ein Lach Kol Sar V'Nugid Shaloi Baal Rachav HaZoyna. She was, according to the simple pshat, she was called Zoyna because she was a harlot. And there was not one important officer in the world that didn't have relations with Rachav HaZoyna. Amru, they said that Bas Yud Shonim Hoysek Shiyot Yisrael Mitzrayim. She was 10 years old when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Vizonsa Kol Mem Shon Shoh Yisrael B'Midbar. And she was a Zoyna all those 40 years until the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael. She was a Zoyna during the sojourn of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Acher Nun Shana, when she was 50 years old in this Gaira, then she became a Giyaris. So what do we see? L'chaira, do we see a Meridik Hachuva of a Baal Tshuva? Here you have a woman who was for 40 years a Zoyna, from 10 years old until 50. And there was not one Sar V'Nugid that didn't have a relationship with her in the entire world. And who does she wind up marrying? She winds up marrying Yeshua, who was the Gadol and the Tzadik Hador. That is how far the Koyach of Tshuva can take a person. Continues the Gemara on the last line, Umi Havelazar Li Yeshua. Did Yeshua have children? Voksiv, it says, as Rashi points out, the Yichus of Shevet Ephraim. Nun Benoi. And Yeshua Benoi, that he had us. In Divra Yama tells us that there was finally a son, Nun. And there was a son, his son of Nun, Yeshua Ben Nun, was Yeshua. And then it stops. It doesn't tell us any other generations following that. So mashma that Yeshua didn't have any children. How could we say that he had descendants from Rachav HaZoyna? The Gemara answers, Beniloi Havale, Bantan Havale. He didn't have any sons, but he did have daughters. As we turn to Daf Tezvav Adalf, Frey the Gemara, Bishlam, Indu Mefarshi. These four sons are explained, El Avasai, but their fathers, how do we know that they were Nevi'im? In other words, we had here a list of eight Nevi'im that descended from Rachav HaZoyna. And the four sons, we find that they were Nevi'im. Who are the four sons? Yirmiah ben Chilkiah. So we, of course, say for Yirmiah that we know he was a Navi. Then you have Hanamel ben Shalom. You have Boruch ben Neriah. You have Saroya ben Machseiah. And as four of the eight that we had on the previous Amud were children, and four of the eight were fathers. So the Gemara is asking, the children we find Yirmiah, as Rashi says, we find Hanamel, there's a pasuk, Vayavei alat Hanamel ben Dodi, Kidvar Hashem. We find Boruch v'Sroya, they were Tamidim of Yirmiah, and Rashi proves that they were Tamidim, and then Rashi says, Umatzinu b'Tamidei Nevim, Shari Nevim, the Tamidim of Nevim themselves were Nevim, as we find that Nacha Ruach Eliyahu al Elisha, Elisha the Tamid of Eliyahu got Nevuah, and Yeshua was a Tamid of Moshe. And further we're going to learn in the Gemara that Boruch ben Neriah and Sroya and Daniel and Mordechai Chag Zechariah Malachi, Kulun Nisnavu b'Shnashtayim l'Dar Yavish, as we'll learn later in the Sugya. But what do we see? That Yirmiah, Hanamel, Boruch, and Sroya are all recorded that they were Nevi'im. But where do we find that? Chilkiah, Shalom, and Neriah, and Machseiah, their fathers, where do we find that they were Nevi'im? Answers the Gemara, Kidullah, Damarullah, Kol Makim Sheshmoi, V'Shem Avi ben Nevi'is, B'Yaduah, Shehu Navi ben Navi. Wherever you find his name and his father's name written in Nevuah, that's a proof that not only was he a Navi, but his father was a Navi as well. And this is what the Marsha explains, that since these Nevi'im, Yirmiah Navi, was a prominent person, like we had before, by Chuldah, Marsha said the same thing, if they're so prominent, what do we need the Yichus of who they came from? Their fathers were less prominent than them. So the normal way of the Navi is not to mention the Yichus of his father. Elamai, if the Navi does mention it, it must be, because not only was he a Navi, but his father was a Navi as well. What happens if Shmo, you find his name mentioned, v'loi shem av, if not his father's name mentioned, b'yadua shehu Navi, v'loi ben Navi, that he is a Navi, but his father is not a Navi. Shmo, v'shem ira mefurish, if it's mentioned mefurish, the city that he came from, b'yadua shehu, the Bach puts in, Navi, may I say here, he's a Navi from that city. What happens if you find Shmo, v'loi shem ira, there's no city mentioned, stam, he was a Navi without a city, b'yadua shehu Yerushalayim, we know that he then came from Yerushalayim. B'masnisa, Tana, we learned in a brisa, kol shem maisav, umaisav, voice of stumen. Wherever you find that his actions and the actions of his forefathers are not revealed, uport lo chakosav b'achmed, and by one of them, the Torah did list what his deeds were, lishvach, and it's positive, good things, kegoin, dvar Hashem asher hoyal tzvanya, ben Kusha, ben Gedalia. So about Kusha and Gedalia, we don't know, but Tzvanya, we know, was a Navi Hashem. So, since it revealed it by Tzvanya, but you do a shoot Tzadik ben Tzadik, that he's not only he himself is a Tzadik, but he's ben Tzadik. As the Sifsei Chachamim explains, that even though they tried to hide their actions, but in the end, the Torah revealed their actions. Kol Abreich min HaKavod, Kavod right of Achrav. V'chol shepart lo chakosav b'echad ben lignai, and anywhere where one of these people is mentioned lignai, kigoyin. V'ahi b'chadish ha-shvi, bo Yishmol ben Nesanya, ben Alishama, as Rashi says, this was Yishmol ben Nesanya who killed Gedaliah ben Achikam. So since one of these people, their actions are revealed in the Navi, b'yaduashu Rasha ben Rasha, if their fathers are mentioned as well, and one of them, we know the bad things that he did, in this case, Yishmol, who assassinated Gedaliah, so then it's a raya that not only is he a Russia, but he's a Ben Russia as well. And the concept over here is called Machal Hashem Shemayim B'Seser, Mafriyim Imen B'Goli. We pay him up, revealed, even though he was trying to hide what he did, the Torah goes ahead and reveals it. Om Rav Nachman Malachi, who is the Navi? Chag Yizchar Malachi. Who's the Navi Malachi? Zem Mordechai. That's the same person as Mordechai of the Megillah. V'lom Nikir Shmai Malachi. Why was he called Malachi? Shmai Mishnah L'Malach. He was second to Melech HaChashveiroi. So that's Pshat Malachi, second to the king. Meisra, I'll ask you a question. I'll prove to you that Mordechai and Malachi were not the same person. Boruch ben Neriah, V'Sroya, ben the Gra puts in Machseya. V'Daniel, u'Mordechai, Balshem, v'Chag Yizchar, Malachi, kul nisnavnu b'shnas shtayim l'dar yavesh. So all of these gave prophecy in the second year of Dar Yavesh, as Rashi explains. Dar Yavesh, we know, was the son of Achashverosh and Esther. And after 18 years that the Shurim Roinim did not allow the Beis HaMikdash to be completed, the Yavish HaSheni came along and told them that they should continue building that Beis HaMikdash that they had started in the days of Koyrish. But what do we see from this Maimer Chazal? We see that who was Nisnava in the second year of the Yavish? Mordechai and Malachi. So we see clearly that Mordechai and Malachi are two different people. How could you say Mordechai and Malachi are the same person? Teyufta, the Gemara says, Enechanami, it's Opgishlag. It is not correct to say that Mordechai and Malachi are the same person. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Korach, Malachi is the Ezra. That Malachi is really Ezra. Chachamim, Amar Malachi Shmoy. His name was Malachi. He's not anybody else. He is, in fact, a person called Malachi. Amar Rab Nachman, Mistavar, Commander Amar Malachi is Ezra. It's Mistavar like the one who said that Malachi is Ezra. The Chsiv ben Avius Malachi. It says in the prophecy of Malachi, Bogda Yehuda, Yehuda has rebelled. V'soyeva nasam Yisrael b'Yushalayim. And an abomination has been done in Yisrael and Yushalayim. Because Yehuda has desecrated the holiness of Hashem. Why? Asher Oiv, they loved Ubal, they had relations with Bas El Nechor, a daughter of strange gods, in other words, Goyim. Uman Afrish Nashnach Riyos, who was the one who separated Klal Yisrael from their alien, from their Goyish wives? This was Ezra. So since we see Malachi speaking about this Avera, that Lechaira would prove that Malachi is Ezra. Dechsev, how do we know Ezra was involved in separating Klal Yisrael from their Goyish wives? It says in the Pasuk, Vayan Shechanya ben Yechiel, Mibnei Elam, he answered, Vayar Mel Ezra, he said to Ezra, Anachnu Ma'alnu Belikenu, we have sinned against Hashem, Vanoishav, we have taken in Nashim Nechriyos, we have taken in Goyish wives. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in a brisa. Arbon Nashim Yafifiyos Hayu Bo'olam. There were four women of extraordinary beauty in the world. And who are they? Sorav, Avigail, Rachav, Esther. Taisus Asakasha, Lachairu, why didn't it list Chava? Because the Gemara says above a Basra, the top Taisus, Sora, Lifnei Chava, Kekaif, Bifnei Adam. Sora in relationship to Chava was like a monkey to a person. So she, if Sora was one of the four most beautiful women in the world, so certainly Chava was. Taisus answers, Yeshlam, Loi Choshev, El Oisna, Nol, Dois Misha. We're not speaking about ones that were created like Chava was from Adam, but we're speaking about ones that had regular birth, and of those, Chava is not listed. Continues the Gemara, Lamandi Amar Esther Yerak Roikis Hois, according to the one who says that Esther had a green complexion, so apparently Esther was not so beautiful, Mapig Esther, Ma'al Vashti, they take out Esther and they put in Vashti. The Ben Yoyod explains that why do we have to know about these four beautiful women? Because the Gemara wants to teach us that although a person could be so beautiful, and yet these were from the greatest tsunuadik Yare Shemayim women that existed, that a person, although they could be so beautiful, can still have Yiras Hashem. Now, if we take out Esther and we put in Vashti, Vashti wouldn't fit into this definition. So the Ben Yoyad explains, because then we want to teach a different thing, that although Vashti was beautiful and Esther was Yirak Rokes, she had a green complexion. This makes the ness of Purim greater. And yet Achashverosh killed his beautiful wife, and he took this wife who was not so attractive, who had a green complexion, and that all is because Hashem made the nest, and this personifies the nest. Tana Rabban, we learned in a brisa, Rochav Bishma Zinsa. As Rashi explains, Hamaskar Ashma Nigrar Acher Taivas Nus. Just by mentioning the name of Rochav in those 40 years where she committed Znus, one would be brought to Znus. Yael Bekoilo, Yael, someone could come to Znus through her voice. Avigail Bezichirasa. Avigail, somebody could come by remembering her. Michal Bashol Beriyasa. If you saw Michal Bashol, it could cause a person to do an Avera. But they were very attractive. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Koloimer Rachav Rachav Miad Nikri. Whoever says the word Rachav twice will immediately, Rashi explains, Roya Keri. He will see Keri. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to him, Ano Amina Rachav Rachav La Yichbasli. I said Rachav twice and nothing happened to me. Amalei, he answered him, Ki Kamina, when did I say this? Be Yoidav Makira. We had this Gemara in Tainus, and there was Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the meaning of Yoidav Makira? Rashi learns that Yoidav Makira is the same thing. If you know her, you recognize her, but Rav Nachman didn't know Rachav, so Mimela, nothing happened to him. However, Tosfos over there learns, Yoida means if someone had had relations with Rachav. Makir means he saw her. So then, afterwards, just by mentioning her name, Rachav twice, it would bring him Lidei Keri. Continues the Gemara explaining the Megillas Esther. The Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, U'mordechai yodas kol asher nasa, and the Pasuk concludes, Vayitzak tzaka gedoylo mora. He let out a terrible scream. My Omer, what did he say in that scream? Rav Omar, Rav said that he said, Gava Haman Machashverish. That Haman has even become greater than Achashverish, meaning in his animosity against the Klal Yisrael, he thought of something that even Achashverish didn't think of, and that is the final solution of the Jewish people. Lahashmid Lahareg is called Yehudim. That the heavenly king is greater than the king down here on earth. Says Rashi that actually the Gemara is saying Beloshin Nikia in a clean way. It's saying just the opposite. That in other words, it looks like the bottom king, the king down on here on earth, Achashverosh, together with Haman, they have prevailed, Chas v'Shalom, against the Malki law, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha does not like this pshat, because the Marsha says that it looks like Mordechai was saying derogatory things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Marsha says, leave the Gemara the way it is. And what Mordechai was doing over here, what was the tzaka? He was davening to Hashem, please Hashem, Givor Malki Law b'Malki Tatoa. Make it happen that the heavenly king should dominate the king down here on earth. And others say that the pshat is that that we leave to answer Rashi. They say that the pshat is that Mordechai was saying, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, what will Mitzrayim say? What will the Goyim say? The Goyim will Chas v'Shalom say that the Malka Tator was Goyver over the Malka Law. That's what Mordechai was saying to Hashem. So do something that shouldn't become a Chil Hashem if Haman's plans will be fulfilled. Continues the Megillas Esther, Vatischalchal Hamalka. Tischalchal means from the word Chalulim, the cavities of Esther's body, they loosened, they wilted. Maivat Tischalchal, what is that referring to? Amar Rav, she appears Anita, she became Anita from the fright of the events that were happening. Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Shehutzuchal in the Kaveh, that she had to have a bowel movement. Vatikra Esther Lahasach, who is Hasach? Amar Rav, Hasach Zed Daniel, Hasach is Daniel. She had one Jewish minister there. V'lama nikrishma hasach. Why was he called hasach? Shechotchuhu migdulasi. The letter hey and the letter ches are interchangeable, so we're going to read it as chatoch. He was cut off. As Rashi explains, that in the time of Balshatzer, Dayovish, and Kairish, he had a high position in the government. But Rashi concludes, ukishemalach hachashverish, chotchoi migdulasi. They lowered Daniel from his position of high stature. Shmuel Amar, what does the word hasach mean? Shekol divrei malchus nechtoch nalpiv. Everything that happened to the government was decided on his mouth. Lodas maza val maza. She sent hasach to Mordechai to find out. The simple pshat is why Mordechai was in a state of avelus. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak shol choloi. She sent to Mordechai shema over Yisrael chamish chamshei taira. That's how the Mefarshim say it's mashmer from here. That's how the Gemara said before that hasach is Daniel, because Daniel was the only Jewish minister that Achashverosh had. And the way she phrased this question to Mordechai through Hasach was, you know, tell Mordechai, maybe they're over on the Chamisha Chamisha Torah. It would seem that she's speaking to a Lantzman. She's speaking to Daniel, who understands what it means, Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Dichsiv Bahen, concerning the Chamisha Chamisha Torah, it says, Mizeh u'mizeh im ksuvim, which is the Aseres HaDibrais, that from both sides you could see the letters of the Aseres HaDibrais. Rav Sadia Goin says that in the Aseres HaDibrais lies the entire Chamisha Chamisha Torah. One of the Aseres HaDibrais, I never counted, but it said that it has 613 letters. So the entire Torah is in the Mizeh u'mizeh im ksuvim, in the Aseres HaDibrais. So that's what they meant with Mazeh. Va'al Mazeh, she was referring to Mizeh u'mizeh of the Aseres HaDibrais. Are you being avelus because Klal Yisrael is Chas v'Shalom over on the Chamisha Chamisha Torah? And then the pasuk continues, "Ve'agidu l'Mordechai Esther v'Esther." They told Mordechai the words of Esther. Esther said, "I will not go to the king unless the king calls me." So it says "Ve'agidu." It doesn't say that Hasach told Mordechai the answer which Esther gave to Mordechai. The ilu iu loyazalegabe Hasach, which is Daniel, he did not go to Mordechai, and yet it was told over. Rashi says that others, Esther Shalcha Dvarim al Yedei Acherim, there were others who gave the answer. Why didn't Hasach himself go back to tell it to Mordechai? Mikan, from here we learn now, Shemesh even al Klala, that if there is some bad news to report, the messenger should not be the one to bring it back. Let somebody else bring it back, and not that messenger. And what did she say to Mordechai? Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim, go and gather all the Jews together. The pshat in this pasuk is that Haman of Russia said that Klal Yisrael is Am Mefuzer Meforad. The Manas Halevi adds one word with the Chassam Sofer, brings it down in the Tshuva, B'machloikis. Haman cast aspersions against the Jewish people that were full of arguments. There's no Sholem, not that we're just geographically spread out in the Malchus of Achashverosh. We have fighting amongst ourselves. So Esther understood this, and she said, go and gather all the Jews together, let us have Achdus, that will be the solution. And that is why the Manas Halevi says, we have one of the mitzvahs of Purim is to give shlachmanis. What's the purpose of shlachmanis? So the Trumas Hadashin says, in order to have food for the Suda. The Manas Halevi, it says it's to counteract what Haman said, I'm a fuzer mefarad b'machlaikas. So we give to each other presents of food. The nafkamina between the two reasons is, if somebody will give food to somebody else, and the other person say, nah, I don't want it, I'm moichel. If it's for the Suda, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because he didn't get it for the Suda. But if the pshat is laharbois achva v'reyes, to foster achdus within Klal Yisrael, then even if he was Michael, but he knows you wanted to give it to him, that will foster achdus. There's an interesting ritva. The ritva says concerning shloach manis ishreyu, the ritva adds one word, l'reyu ha-usher, to his friend, the usher. And I bring down in my sefer Oir HaOiris on Amud Kuf Chaf Tes that perhaps that is totally in this Machlokes Rishonim. It seems from the Ritva, possibly we can learn the Ritva means Af Lo Asher, but he doesn't use the word Af. Could be that the Ritva held that the main mitzvah of Shloach Manis is only to an Asher. Why? Because since they were already Misakin Matonis Lev Yoinim to the Aniyim, they also wanted to make some halacha that would apply to Ashirim. Because the purpose of Shloach Manis is Laharbis Achav Reyes. To the Aniyim already, there is Achav Reyes. They're getting money from people. We're fostering good relationships with Aniyim. What about the Ashirim? So perhaps the Ritva, if the purpose is for Suda, who would more benefit from food, that would be the Ani. The Ritva says that that it's for Ashirim. Perhaps the Ritva learns, like the Manas Alevi, that the purpose of Shloach Manis is Achdus, Lech Knoises, Kol Yehudim, let's get all together, and therefore the main mitzvah of Shloach Manis, a Chiddush, would come out, would go to the Asher. Then the pasuk continues, Ad Asher Loi Kedas. What does it mean, Loi Kedas? So the Bach, there's a pshat here of the Bach, that it's not like the regular thing. Every day, if I went to Achashverosh, it was Bo'oinis. But now I'm going to be going Beratzen. Or, Loi Kedas means it's against religion. What I'm going to do now is against religion. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Shaloi Kedas Hoye, Shabachol Yom Yom Ad Achash Bo'oinis, V'Achash Beratzen. Till now, he forced me to have relations with him, but now I'm going to be going willingly. V'kasher avadati avadati, kishem shavadati b'beis abba kach oivad mcha. Just like I'm lost from my father's house because her father died when her mother became pregnant. Her mother died right after birth. So just like I lost my parents, now I'm going to be lost from you because I'm going to be over on relations with, berotzen willingly with Mordechai. Excuse me, with Achashverosh. Tosfos asks a question, why didn't he just give her a get, Mordechai, to be no problem, of Eishes Ish? Tosfos answers, because a get is with Edim, and he was afraid it would become Mefursim to the Malchus that he's married to Esther, and it would make all kinds of complications, and therefore he did not do that. The Gemara in Ksubis and Tosfos there, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalem Amud Beis, discuss the inyan of Yarug Val Yaver. Why didn't Esther have a chiv to give up her life? Three averes that we have to give up our life for. One is Gilia Rais, and there are basically two terutzim to this. One is that the Bia of a Goy is not considered a Bia, and that's one sheet in Tosfos, or because she is passive, she's Karka Oilam, and Memel is no din of Yarug Val Yaver, on the Isha. It's only on the man. The other question that the Aflah asks in the second parak of Ksubis is, why did she say here, till now it was Boinus, but now it's going to be Baratzin? Why is she going to Achashverosh to save the Jewish people? Ein l'cha oinus gadol mizeh. She's doing it, as the Gemara tells us elsewhere, it's Aveira l'shma. She's doing this Aveira in order to come out saving the Jewish people. So that itself should be an oinus. I heard from Rav Fishel Shecht, who said over in the name of the Tver Shloima, the Radomsker, that Ein Echanami, it is an oinus. But she made a mistake, and she thought that it would be held against her. And that itself was the Mesiris Nefesh. She knew that it would usher her on her husband, and yet, that's what she thought. She made a mistake. According to Radomsker, she would be mutter to Mordechai. But thinking that she'll be usher to Mordechai was a Mesiris Nefesh, and that itself was the Gula. The Mordechai brings down from Rashi that until now Mordechai had a siman that she was doing it unwillingly, because she refused to tell Achashverosh what country she was from. So he knew that their relationship was not, if the wife doesn't want to tell the husband, he's badgering her, tell me where, which country you're from. She doesn't tell him. It's not Ratzin. But now that she's going to reveal which country she's from, so then his whole siman went away. Now it looks like she's talking doing it. They'll have a good relationship. She'll be doing it Ratzin. And finally, there's a Marik, which we'll speak about on Amid Beis. The Marik says that even though there's an oinus legabe Hashem, it's not considered klape shmai and aveira that you'll get punished from Hashem, but the, by a relationship between a husband and wife, by soita it says umola mal beisha. She desecrated her husband, and that even the Marik says a woman who didn't know that it's usher to have znus as an eishes ish, is she usher on her husband? She's a shoygig, she won't be chayiv mises bezdin. But as far as living with her husband, she becomes usher to her husband. Mol o mal. So the mol o mal applies to Esther as well, even though it was really an oinus because she was trying to save Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai passed. What did he pass? Amar Rav Shehever Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tanis. He passed over the fact that the first day of Yontiv Pesach is Yontiv, and he made a tainus, as Rashi speaks out. When was the decree given on the 13th day of Nisan to kill all the Jews? And the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, they fasted. And the 16th at night, it says that Haman was killed. So the first day of Yontiv of Pesach, he kept it as a fast. Ushmul Amar to over Arkuma Demaya. He went over a pool of water, says Rashi, L'Soif HaYehudim Shev Hashani, to gather the Jews together from the second side. The Radomsker says that this is part of what we spoke about, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. He reached out, his Kiruv program. Even those Jews who were on the other side of the river, they don't have the same Weltanschauung as I do, and I would consider them meruchik from Hashem. No, I'm going to go and be makar of those Jews from the other side of the river. Vahibi Yamashlishi was on the third day. Taisa says over here that the number three is very important. Bishchus Torah Nevim Iksuvim, or Kahanim Levim Yisrael, or Maisharna Miriam, or Shlishi Dematan Torah. And I heard Rav Schlesinger said over from the Maral. The Maral says that the number two is no Achdus. And this fits in very well with our theme here of Achdus. Two lines can go for eternity and they will never touch each other. If they crisscross at one end of the two lines, then at the other end they're far apart. However, when do you have Achdus? When you have the number three. Because three, when you that's it says the kazeh, the Maral says like this figure, which is a triangle. A triangle, that line can unite the two lines that are separated. So the number three is crucial here in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael to ward off Haman's Taina of Mefuzim Refurid B'Machloikis. Vahi Bayar Mashalishi was on the third day. Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Big Day Malchus, brother. What does it mean, Vatilbash Esther Malchus? She dressed with royalty. It should say the clothes of royalty. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Chanina. Now we're going to mention a number of Mamorim in the name of Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Chanina. Melamed Shalav Shasa Ruha Kaidish. She put on herself Nevuah, Ksiv Hachavat Hilbash, Ksiv Hasam, Viruach Lav Shasa Masai, Amasai received Ruach HaKodesh. So we see that this refers to the garments of Ruach HaKodesh. V. Amar Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, another member from Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, Lo'ilam Al Yehi Birchas Hedri Kabe Necha. You should never consider a bracha from a plain person light, that it has no significance. Sharei Shnei Gedolei Hador. There were two great people, Birchum Shnei Adjaitis, two plain people. Bless them. And not only were they plain people, they were in fact goyim, v'niskaimaban, and they were fulfilled. Ve'eluen, who are they? David and Daniel were blessed by commoners, by goyim. David the birchei Ravna. David was blessed by Ravna Hayavusi, from whom he bought the place for the Beis Hamikdash. Dechsev Ayoyma Ravna Elamelech, that the Magefa should stop, and so it was. The Magefa stopped. Daniel the birchei Daryavish, when Daryavish threw him into the Goyvarayis, when he put him into the lion chamber, even though he didn't want to do it, but his ministers told him to throw him in. So when he threw him in, he said, Daryavish Dechsev Elokoch, your God, the Anpalachle, that you prayed to him, Betadira, constantly. Who Yishes Vinoch, he should save you. And it happened that Daniel was saved. V'yomer Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, another member from Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, al tehi kila... Daryavish Hasheni. Al tehi kila shehedra kal bein necha, don't let a curse of a plain person be easy, light, that has no significance. Sharei, Avimelech kila sora, Avimelech cursed sora. Because he told her, Hine hulach susinam, it will be a cover for your eyes. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us that just like you hid the truth from me, that you are the wife of Avram, so your children should have mechusav einayim, and others they should become blind. And what happened? V'niskayim v'zarud was fulfilled in her children. V'hi kizok and Yitzchak, when Yitzchak was old, v'techena ein of his eyes got dim. V'yomer Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, boy erashu like midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem is not like a person. Midas basar v'dam soifes kedeir v'achach noisim tachamayim. He puts a pot on the stove and then he puts the water in it to heat it up. Avla Hakadosh Baruch Hu noisim mayim. First he creates the water and then he creates the container that holds the water. V'achachach soifak deir l'kayim ashenemer l'koil sitoi hamoin mayim b'shmayim, to the voice of the multitude of water that is in heaven. So first he had the water, and then Hashem created the heaven to contain the water. Whoever says something in the name of the person who said it brings redemption to the world. The Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai, I heard from our official Shechter, Shlita, in the name of the Chidah, that the Chidah says that if you hear a memra in the name of an Adam Gadol, and somebody else told it to you, like in this case, I heard it from official Shachter in the name of the Chidah, you're mechuyev not only to say it over in the name of the Chidah, you're mechuyev to say it over in the name of the person who told it to you. I have a friend in Mansi, his name is Rabbi Yisrael Greenberg Shlita, and he was always ma'irer that in many drushes you'll hear this memra, kol oimer davar shem over mevi gulaylam. The problem is that they don't say it over in the name of the one who said it, ve'amer Rabbi Lazar, amer Rabbi Chanina. So if we want to bring gula to the world, perhaps we should say this memra over in the name of Rabbi Lazar, amer Chanina. In the Chassam Sofer, it's famous, they told the Chassam Sofer, people are saying over your divrei Torah in their name. So the Chassam Sofer says, that doesn't bother me, as long as they don't say their divrei Torah over in my name. Kol Oimer Davar Shem Avri, the Medrash Tachuma says, Omer Rab Chizkiya v'Rab Yirmiya bar Abba b'Shem Rab Yochanan, Kol Shein Oimer Davar b'Shem Omri, all of HaKos of Oimer, Al Tigzol Dal Kidalu, you're like stealing from a poor person. Sefer Chassidim says in the name of the Sefri, you're Oivron Leisasik Vul Re'echa, Mas Hasag is Gvul. The Sifse Chachamim says that even if you tell it to a goy, you should say it over in the name of who said it. And not only that, if you say over a Dvar Chachma from a goy, you should say it over. If Benjamin Franklin said some wise thing, you should say it over in the name of Benjamin Franklin. And this brings Geula L'Olam. Continues the Gemara. V'yom Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, Tzadik Avel L'Dor Avet. If a Tzadik gets lost, who loses him? His generational. Generation. Mashal Adam, it's compared to a person. She'avdolei Margolsi lost a precious jewel. Kol makom shehi Margol Shama. Wherever this precious jewel is, that it's there. Wherever it is, it's still in existence. But loyavda labaila, who lost it? The owner. The same thing. A tzaddik, who's a precious pearl, is lost to the generation. V'chol zeh inena shavli said Haman. Amar Rav Lazar Amar Chanina, b'shar shiroh Haman es Mordechai, when Haman saw Mordechai Yosef b'shar HaMelech sitting at the gate of the king, Amar, he said, kol zeh inena shavli, this is all not worth anything to me. Why? K'rav Chizda. Because there's a story that Achashverosh gave money to Mordechai and to Haman. Haman squandered all his money. He came to Mordecai for a loan. Mordecai kept all his money. Mordecai said, I'll give you the money, but you have to sign that you're my eved. So whenever he saw Mordecai, he realized that I'm his eved. The Amr of Chizda, Zeh bo be prus buli. As Rashi says, buli is lashon oisha richness. So this one came with the power of his position of wealth. Vizeh, and Haman bo be prus buti. Buti, says Rashi, is bread. Amra papa v'karle avdo d'misdaben b'tlame. A person who sold himself for bread. In order to get bread, he had nothing to eat. He sold himself to Mordechai as a slave. So, chol zeh einen eshavli. What did he mean with chol zeh, this einen eshavli, malamit? Shekol genoizav shalaisa Russia, all the treasures of that Russia, chakuk and alibar, were etched into his heart. What does it mean? Tubshat, the Marsha, he had a record of all his investments, all his money, which he carried around with him. So Zeh, he pointed all this record of my investments. Or the Maral says that he used to think about his money and his investments all day, that it became to him like a tangible object. The Chol Zeh, like he pointed to this richness that he was always thinking about, it's not worth anything to me. B'shor sh'royas Mordechai, yesh b'shar ha-melech, Amar Chol Zeh, and then a shavali. The Amar Ablazer, Amar Chanina, another member from Ablazer, named Amar Chanina, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyosat Torah, Baruch Hu, Tzadik v'Tzadik. There will be a reward for every tzaddik that he will have Hashem as a crown. Shenemer, by Yom Ahu on that day. Yeh Hashem tzvokas la'teres svi. Hashem will be like a beautiful crown. My la'teres svi l'tzvi sephora. What does it mean, a beautiful crown and a crown of glory? La'oysen tzivyoinai. Though tzvi is not only beauty, it also means to do the tzivui, the ratzin, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the metzapin sephartin, and those who look forward to his glory. Yachal akal, that everybody can receive this time. Alayim l'sha'ar amai, to the remnants of his people. L'misha meis ma'atzma kishara. Like a person who's an anavi, make himself like a remnant, and not to Baal Gaiv. L'ruach, the pasuk continues that Hashem is going to give this reward to l'ruach mishpat, l'yayshav al mishpat, l'gvura mishivei melchama shara. And the Gemara explains each of these words in the pasuk. L'ruach mishpat zehadon es yitzroi. That's someone, Rashi says, who forces his yitzroi to do tshuva. L'yayshav al mishpat zehadon din emes lamitu. That's someone who judges a true din for its truth. Tysus explains, what does this mean? That if he see, what does it mean, truth for truth? Either you have truth or you don't have truth. What does it mean, truth for truth? Tysus says that if you see a din maruma, meaning that you see, the judges know that the Edom are lying. They can't prove it, let's say, but they sense the Edom are lying. So first you have to make sure that the Edom are saying the truth. That's step one. Once you've established 100% that the Edom are saying MS, then you can go lamito, you can adjudicate the case and say who is innocent, who is guilty in the case. But you have to start off with MS. Another pshat I once heard is that Sheker ain't le raglayim. Sheker has no feet. Total falsehood is not going to be accepted by anybody. So every sheker has to have a little MS in it as well. That's not good enough. The MS has to be not for sheker. The MS has to be MS for the purpose of lamitoy. Ulegvura zemizgaber al yitzur. The pasuk continues. Ulegvura means someone who's mizgaber. He controls his yitzur. Meshivim alchami, turns back war. Who does this refer to? Elu shenaisim naisim mechamte shatara, those who engage in the fight of Torah, the tamidi chachamim. Shara, the pasuk concludes, the gates. Elu tamidi chachamim shemashkim mariv batik nesis batim midrashes. These are the tamidi chachamim who open the gates of the base medrash in the morning and close the gates at night. They are up early and go to sleep late. Amra midasadin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The midasadin said to Hashem, Rabbanu Shloilem, man ishtana elu meelu. Why does the Bnei Yisrael get reward and the Goyim do not get reward? Amla Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael asked about Torah, Amisalim lo asked about Torah. They didn't learn Torah. Amra le gam eila. Even those Talmidei Chacham, the midasadin had a criticism. But yayin shagar, they reel with wine. Ubesheicher tov, and with strong drink they stagger. Paku pelilia, they stumble in judgment. That even the judges have defects in Paku El Gehenim. And those judges who are not good judges, Chas Shom, can get Gehenim. Shenemer v'leisiyah zois l'chol apuka. It shouldn't be for you that something leads you to Gehenim. V'ein pelileho el adayon refers to the Yom Shenemer v'nasin b'flilim. He will give to the judges. So even the good ones in Klal Yisrael, if they have defects, Chas Shom, they could get Gehenim. Esther stood in the inner chatzar of the king, Amr Blevi. Once she came to the house of the Avodah Zorah and the Stalkim and the Shechina went away from her. Amr, she said, as Rashi brings down, this is in the Mizbor of Ayelas HaShachar, which refers mistress to Esther, and she said in that Mizmor Tehillim Chaf Beis, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtoni Hashem, why did you forsake me? Shem Atadon Al Shoyig Kameizid, maybe considered a Shoyig like a Mezid. What I'm doing now with Achashverus, you're going to consider Shoyig like Mezid. Val Oynis Karatzin. Or you're going to consider what I'm doing as an Oynis like Ratzin. So from here they bring a Raya to the Aflaw. Why was it an Oynis? Because she was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. So the Marshah asks a bomba of a kasha. L'chari, we have a steerer from Ahmed Aleph to Ahmed Beis. On Ahmed Aleph, she said, kasher avadati, avadati, I lost you as a husband. Why? Because now I'm no longer doing it boinis, I'm going to do it baratzen. And here it says, she said to Hashem, Hashem, why did you forsake me? Are you considering my oinis like ratzen? From here, l'chari, we see that it was an oinis. So the Rashash says over here that the Marshah apparently missed the Marik. Says the v'nelam mikvoy torah se tshuvas marik shayrish kufsam zayid that the Beis Shmuel brings down because the marik paskins that mi shezonsa beratzen kidei lahatzel nefashes. Now they point out, I didn't see the marik inside. They point out that the marik doesn't say kidei lahatzel nefashes. That's negei argamor. The marik says a woman who b'shaygeg she thought that there's no iser to have relations with somebody else. After loy of the shum iser va'adu rabba mitzvah rabba asasa mikol makom asur labai lo Yisrael v'nistayeya mahachta Esther. From here, from Esther, we have a riot to the Marik. So Ahmed Aleph and Ahmed Beis, according to the Rishash, are beautifully answered. Ahmed Beis is speaking about her relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As far as getting an oynish min ha-shamayim, she's not chayiv, because she did it for avera lishma. She did it to save Klal Yisrael. There was no greater oynish than this. Ahmed Aleph is speaking about her relationship with Mordechai. Mordechai is kasher avadati avadati. I'm lost because mal omal. I'm doing something wrong to you, as the Marik says, with a woman who thinks that it's mutter to have relations with another man. And there's no oynish mishamayim, but she cannot live with her husband anymore because she's over umal omal beisha. Oy Shema, she says, Esther, why are you forsaking me, Hashem? Because Asher Karos of Kelev, that I called Achashverosh a dog, Shenemar, Hatzilo Mecherev Nashi, Miyad Kelev Chidasi, save the only one from the dog. And as I was referring to Achashverosh, Chazra v'karasai aryei. So to rectify that she didn't give covet hamalchus, she called him a lion. Shenemar she'eni mipi aryei. Save me from the mouth of a lion. Vayhi karasai malchus Esther amalcha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, give him malachei shor sestam nolah b'ashra. Three angels came to her at that time. Echad shegbi asavara. One lifted up her neck. Ve'echad shemashach chutzches taleh. One extended on her a stick of kindness. Ve'echad shemashach shasharbit. And one that extended the stick of the king. The king's stick had to touch the person in order for him to come next to the king. The kama, how much did the stick extend? Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, shtei amas, two amas. It was two amas long. That was its natural length. Vehemidu al shtei meser, became 12. It added in the schus of the aseres hadibris, says the Ben Yoyada. V'amri lo al shei shesu, and some say it added 14. B'schus David, b'gematria 14. And since David had Rachmanis on Shimi ben Geri, didn't kill him. And from Shimi ben Geri came on Mordechai. So that was the schus that it stretched 60 namas. The Amru al Esrim v'arbo, and some say that it stretched 22 more amas, it became 24 for the Chav Beis Oisius of the Torah. B'masnisa tanana b'rais rulu dal shishim, it stretched 58 to 60. 2 plus 58 is chen, says the Ben Yoyada, v'chena to Moitzi b'amos shel Baspari. So we find the arm of Baspari that it stretched when it saved Moshe. V'chena to Moitzi b'shinei Rishom, and so we find with the teeth of the Rishom, as d'chsev shinei Rishom shibarta, you broke the teeth of the Rishom. V'yom Rishlokish, I'll take Rishibarta, don't say you broke it, Allah sherivavta, that it extended, as Rashi brings down. Oig Melech HaBashim picked up the mountain, and he wanted to throw it down on the Jewish people, and ants came and made a hole, and the mountain collapsed on his neck. Then he tried to lift it off his neck, and his teeth grew 60 amas and embedded themselves within the mountain. He wasn't able to take it off his neck, and Moshe was then able to kill him. Rabba Bar Ofran Amr Shem Rav Lazar, Shasham Mi Rabbi, Rabbi Mi Rabbi Masayim. Rabba Bar Ofran said in the name of Rav Lazar, who heard it from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe heard it from his Rebbe. It was 200 amois, a total, that it stretched to. Vayomer lo amelech Esther amalka. Ma bakash yosek, what is your wish? At chatzi amalchus v'teyos, I'll give you half of the kingdom. So we learn out, chatzi amalchus v'loy kol amalchus, I'll give you half, not the whole. V'loy, and also half, v'loy dover shechoytzetz l'malchus. And not something chatzi, but not chatzitza. As the Marshal explains that since Achashverosh owned the whole world, he ruled over the whole world, Eretz Yisrael was right in the middle, I'm not going to give you the center of the world, which is, Rashi explains, the Evin HaShasiya, that from there, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, that's in the middle of the world, and from that the whole world was created. Or the Maral says that the Pshad is that the if I give the Jews back their Beis HaMikdash, umayin ni ubinyan Beis HaMikdash, that I'm not going to give you because that will start a revolt and they will attack the government and split it up. That I cannot give you. Yavoi HaMelech v'Haman, she requested that the king and Haman come al HaMishnah. Tana Rabbana, and Rabbana learned, Ma Ros Esther Shimnes Haman, why did Esther ask Haman to come to the party? So the Gemara gives a few reasons. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Pachem Tom Deloy, she set traps for him. Shenemar, Yehi Shulchan Lefneichem Lepach, let the table be in front of the Lefneim as a trap. And now she figured some way she's going to trap Haman at this party. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Mibes Avilam, that she learned it from her father's house. Shenemar, Imrov Seinecho, if your enemy is hungry, Hechileo Lach, give him bread, and you'll set a trap, and then you will take care of him. Rashi says, two lines on the right side of Rashi at the bottom, Shama Hatinoikis Omer. Okay, she heard the children saying it. So the Beis HaLevi explains, because Rabbi Shu is the one who holds that you shouldn't teach Torah to your daughter. So that's why Rashi explains that he didn't hear it directly. This is the memory of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua didn't teach this to his daughter. He heard the Bacharim and learning over, saying this over, so she knew what to do. Rameir Oimer, Kadesh Layitul Eitz of Yimrit. She didn't want to leave Haman alone, that he should take advice of how to rebel against Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kadesh Layakir Bash Yehuda. She wanted to fool everybody that she's not Jewish. She's inviting these two anti-Jewish people to her party and the arch-enemy Haman. Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer, Kadesh Layam Yisrael, Achos Yesh Lam. She didn't want to give the Jews a false sense of security. Oh, we have a sister in the house of the king. And they'll give up asking Hashem for mercy. So she invites Haman, so the Jewish people say, Oy vey, look, our own sister is inviting the archenemy. Rabbi Yossi Armer Kadesha Yehei Motsu Lobacholais. He wanted that that Haman should be right next to her at all times, says Rashi, maybe somehow in front of the king, she will find a way to trap Haman. She wanted him right by her side. Maybe Hashem will feel for us and he will make a nest. Rashi gives two pshatim. One is, look how desperate we are that I even have to go to our arch enemies. And number two, that Hashem will feel for the zilzul, the shame of my covet that I have to be mechanef, flatter this terrible Russia, and maybe that will will cause a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a nest for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha Imra, Azber Loipanim, I'm going to smile at Haman, and I will be very friendly with Haman, and Achashverosh is going to see me carrying on with Haman, Kedesh Yarei Kuvahi, I'm ready to die for Klal Yisrael, even if as long as Haman and me both get killed, she's ready to be Maaseh Nefesh. The king should think that, as he did, that Haman was had an affair with Esther, and I'm ready to, that both of us should die. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Melech Hafach Pechon Haya. Achashverosh was a king who vacillated. Every day he kept changing his mind. Said Esther, I want Haman to be right there. That when the king says Haman should die, he shouldn't have time by tomorrow to change his mind. Right away take him out and get him killed. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, all these pshatim are beautiful, but Adai and Tzrichman al-Maidoi. We still need the words of Rabbi Lazar HaMaidoi. As the Marsha explains, all these explanations explain why Esther only invited Achashverosh and Haman. Why didn't she invite Achashverosh alone? So we had many good reasons, but it doesn't answer. Once she's inviting Haman, why doesn't she invite the whole cabinet? Why doesn't she invite other people? The Sanya, Rav Lazar B'Doy Omer, Kinasa B'Melech, Kinasa B'Sarim. She B'Davka, she invited Haman for the reasons we learned before. She didn't invite anybody else, that Achashverosh should be jealous of Haman, why is Haman here and I don't have a private time with Esther? And also all the other princes should be jealous of Haman to make antagonism against Haman. He's the only one besides the king that's being invited. So this answers the question of why only Haman. The other answers only answered why was not only Achashverosh. That's why we need Rabbi Elazar Madois Pshat. Rabbi Amlifnei Shever Goyim, before someone's broken, he has pride. So there was a moment of pride that Haman is the only one to be invited to the king's house with Esther, and then comes the destruction. Abai v'rav v'damer tavayu, b'chaymim ashesh mishteyim. When they're hot, as we find by Belshazzar, he was hot from the battle, he drank wine, and he fell asleep, and then he was killed, and so it'll be by Haman. Ashkechei Rava, Rabba Bar Avul Elio, Rabba Avul found Elio, Amalei Kaman Chazi Esther V'Avdachi. What pshat is correct amongst all the pshat that we had before? What really motivated Esther to do what she did with inviting only Haman? Amalei Kekula Tanoi Kekula Amaroi. They're all right. She had all of these machshavas in her mind. V'Yisapar Lahem Haman as Kvoid Ashroi V'Roiv Barav. Haman told his wife and family his great richness and how many children he had, the Kamarayv Bonav, how many children did he had, and Meforshim say a lot of these children were from illicit relationships. Amar Rav Lamed, he had 30. Asor Mesu, 10 died. Asor Nitlu, 10 were hung. Vasor Machzino Apsachim, and 10 were paupers that other people had to support them. Vrabon and Amri, Oysen Shemachzino Apsachim, Shivim Havya. There were 70 paupers. The Chsiv, Sveim Belechem Niskru, those who were used to be satisfied with bread, they had enough bread, now they had to hire themselves out to get money to pay for bread. Al Tikri Sveim, don't read those who are satisfied. Al Shivim, they were 70. Verami Bar Abramer, Kulon Masan Shmanav, there were a total of 208. Shenema Veroiv Bonav, it says Veroiv, and Veroiv is Gematria 208. Frey the Gemara, Veroiv Begematria Masna Abesarav, count it up. Veroiv is 6 and 200 and 6 and 2. That makes a total of 214. What are you telling me, 208? Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Veroiv, Ksev, without a Vav, it's written Chaser, and if you take out the 6, the Vav that's missing, then you have Vav, Reish Veis, is 208. Says the Chassam Sofer. What's the significance of 208? That's Begematria Yitzchak, exactly, because Haman was trying to evoke the fact that Yitzchak loved Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. Haman or Russia came from Esav. So he hoped by 208 he would evoke the love, the din, the midas din of Yitzchak loving Esav over Yaakov, but Rabbi Nishlam did not allow his plan to come to fruition.